Hello and welcome to another edition of Heartland Hypnosis Radio. I'm your host, Ray Lytle, and my guest, I enjoy this guy so much. He is really, I loved our interview last year. I loved the podcast with him. I like when I just call him for ridiculous reasons. It's Michael DeShallet, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me. And if you loved my interview last year, Ray, you know what? Just run the tape, replay it, because the jokes have not gotten any better since last year.
My favorite part about last year is when you talked about, you know, becoming a stage hypnotist. You talked about how you were a magician first, and
yes,
I really enjoyed the story, and you ended up selling some of your tricks, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, actually, the backstory is though I got my start in show business as a dancer. But the music kept on throwing off my rhythm, so I became a musician. But the audiences just seemed to vanish, so I became a magician. But everybody just went to sleep, so I ended up as a hypnotist.
Let me ask you: Do you actually play any musical instruments?
I do. I play trumpet, and I've tinkered around with ukulele, and I'm taking a Udemy. I think is that how you say Udemy? One of those online classes. I'm learning how to play harmonica.
Oh, yeah. Harmonica is interesting.
I do play the radio. I get all the stations, AM and FM.
I play guitar and piano, and I've always wanted to learn ukulele. I don't know how to play ukulele.
Ukulele is great. It's such a goofy little instrument, and it's only four strings, and you can play just about any song with three chords. And if you get a chance, and this is to all of our listening audience at home, search Jake Shimabukuro. And do not ask me how to spell that.
Shimabukuro.
Jake Shimabukuro.
Okay.
Let's all say it together now on three. Ready? One, two, three.
Shimabukuro. Oh, Shimabukuro. Okay.
But it just sort of Jake the ukulele guy, and it'll come up, and he plays a Bohemian Rhapsody on ukulele.
Oh, wow.
And search a song called Dragon. It will blow your mind. You're going to do it right when we get off.
I actually will. I will check Shimabukuro now.
It's fabulous.
I'm amazed by the ukulele and the sounds, you know. And I'm a big fat guy. I look like that fat Hawaiian guy, who sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So I want to learn it just to kind of freak people out when they see me.
Oh, it's a great instrument, and you can pick them up for like $50 or something.
Yeah.
So true story about that, and this is hypnosis related, not really, but it could be. So a friend of mine who's also a magician teaches a ukulele class at a senior center, and it's for like an assisted living center. And so he goes, you should take ukulele lessons at my class every Monday morning. It's $10 a lesson, and there's a bunch of people that take it. So I'm thinking, this has got to be good, right? I mean, I've got a music background, you know. Took music theory. I know a lot about chords. I've never played a stringed instrument. I'll give you that. But I mean, I know a lot of music theory. I can read music. I mean, I'm going to blow these people away, right? I walk in and they got little card tables set up, and there's about 40 people there, 40. And the average age is about 97. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to blow these people out of the water, right? You know, and I'm like the youngest person there by like 40 years or something. And so I sit down at this table. Well, when I walk in, it's all ladies and one guy who really checked out of the game a long time ago. But he plays one chord over and over and over again, but it's pretty good. He's good at it though. And then so all the ladies look at me like, ooh, fresh meat. Yeah, come and sit at our table. And I'm like, you know, ladies, there's enough of me to go around. And so I sit down at this table, and there's an empty chair, another empty chair there. And right when we were getting started, another lady brings in one of those like shopping carts, you know, those big metal crate kind of shopping cart things. And in it, she's got a ukulele case, but it's bigger than normal. And she's got a little amp in there, a little amplifier in there. So she plugs in the amp, she takes out the case, she opens it up, and it's a bass ukulele.
Oh,
that's
my
right,
God.
like a ba-doom, boom, 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 boom. And she plugs it in, you know, wah, and she plugs
it in. I
didn't even
know they made those.
And then she starts whipping out this bass line. And it's got big old thick strings on it, and I could not stop giggling the whole time in class. And I could not keep up either, because these women literally ran circles around me on the ukulele. And it took me, I really, really had to take like weeks for me to catch up to their skill level. And it was just hysterical. And the moral of the story is, there isn't a moral of the story, but get a bass ukulele and learn at a walking bass line. That's really all that I have. And I have no idea why I told you that story, but it is hypnotic though, because that's exactly what we do with hypnosis is we tell stories. And we get people in a state of hypnosis, and then we help them out. You can interrupt anytime. I'm just rambling.
I always enjoy, and you have a soothing voice, which of course is good for a hypnotist.
Thank you for that comment. That's very nice.
You've done something in the last year that is it? You moved from Arizona to Nevada. And
yes.
you now are seeing more clients online. You actually are doing the dream for many of us, which is working from home.
That is absolutely right. And you know, right now I'm sitting in my dining room, and I normally, if I'm seeing people online, I have a green screen behind me, and I can pipe in any picture, kind of like I did for the video I shot for the Heartland Hypnosis Conference commercial. But you know, today is sort of an office day for me, so I'm wearing my, and the viewers can't see this, but you can. Ever make mistakes in life? Let's make them birds.
You're wearing your Bob Ross shirt. Yes,
it's my Bob Ross T-shirt that my daughter bought for me.
It's very nice.
So the viewers cannot see that, but I just described it. It's got a picture of Bob Ross, the painter.
You're now working out of the house. You're seeing clients from home. Mm-hmm. And how is that working out? I think a lot of people listen to this. That maybe it's something that they want to do. And I know that we're going to talk about, you're actually doing classes on this at Heartland. But how is it working out for you?
You know, it's great. And all kidding aside, all silly stories aside, it is working out great because, and I'll tell you why. I was paying $350 a month rent, which isn't really that bad. And I got high-speed internet, I got janitorial, I got a nice receptionist, two of them actually. One was, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the other one was Thursday, Friday. 24-hour access to the office, at a conference room, I had everything I needed there, except it cost me $350 a month. Mm-hmm. So.
And you had to drive to it.
Well, yeah, and it was actually only about a mile from my house, so I really can't complain. The office was perfect. But then when I moved here to Vegas, I'm looking at offices, and they're like $600 a month. Wow. So, and then you got to drive to get to them, and traffic's a little bit more tedious in Vegas, depending on the time of the day, and not knowing the areas and really where I want to focus and concentrate on client wise, it would have been another task I would have had to do. So I switched to the online process, and the way that I do it is so, it's so cool because, I've got a website where people can sign up for a free consultation. We set it up through Zoom, a video platform, much like Skype,
right? Yeah,
but a little bit different, and a little bit more stable, a little bit better, a little bit more lights and features to it, and little lights and buzzers to it.
Not owned by Microsoft.
Yeah, right. And so then it connects me and them through my calendar system, and then we have the consultation, and then they go back to the website and sign up for a session, which then integrates all those things as well. It goes back to my scheduler, puts them through a payment portal, and collects all the money for the session up front.
Oh, wow.
And then sends them a Zoom link, sends us all multiple reminders via email, and it's all automated. So when it comes time for the session, I really only talk to the client on the consultation, and they've paid me. I don't have to say, and so how would you like to make payment today? I don't have to worry about getting a credit card number. I don't have to worry about any of those things. And I don't have to worry about sending out emails to them reminding them that we have a session, because they get four emails from me as a reminder. And I don't do anything to send those emails. It's not like I type out emails all day long. I get the same emails. I'm reminded. It's automatically put on my Google Calendar or your iCalendar if you're a Mac person. And so it's all done for me. I just have to show up in front of my laptop.
And so your clients live where? I guess it doesn't matter, but they live all over the country, or?
Yes, my clients live someplace.
No, but I'm saying this gives you a chance.
England, you
get a chance
Scotland.
To see your old Arizona clients, even though
it
you're living in there.
Arizona clients, they could be. Well, you know, we're talking now online, so it's just like that. Mm-hmm. It's no different. Just we're doing hypnosis.
And they from all you get to see people from all over the world, so you're not just limited to the area that you live in.
That is correct. And because you mentioned all over the world again, when they sign up for an appointment, it converts the time for everybody too. So
that's
it only
awesome.
Allows them to schedule an appointment when I'm awake.
That's fantastic.
In my office hours.
And you've stumbled upon this, and now is there any going back, or is this the way it's going to work from now on?
You know, I've toyed with the option of sharing an office with somebody else. Richard Nongard has offered me to rent his office with him. I may do that at some point. I don't know. We may do it together just because there's a conference room and we can host trainings there. So it would be more for training purposes than for individual clients. You know, it's an interesting dynamic when you work with clients that have to jump through a few more obstacles to get to you.
Yeah.
Rather than just, you know, show up to your office, which is like 5 miles from their house, and hope for the best. They have to do a little work to get to me. But because they have to do a little work to get to me, and they have to pay up front, and they have to assume a little bit of risk in that. They have to push themselves a little bit more to get to the point to where we're actually online. They may be challenged by getting online. They may have never used Zoom before or an online video platform before. So it challenges them. But guess what, though? See, if somebody's willing to go through all those obstacles and hurdles to get to you,
they're
motivated to facilitate change.
Yeah, they want the change.
Exactly. It's not just like, well, yeah, it's only $30. And if it doesn't work, well, oh, well, you know, this is serious stuff. And I raised my rates too, that I went on.
Well, let me ask. So, you know, I have a weight problem with everybody. I think everybody knows that. I'm always talking about my size. Say I call Michael DeShalit from my home and I say, listen, I need to lose weight. Can you hypnotize me? When you do it, do I have to look at you or is just listen to you?
Well, you could close your eyes. You don't have to look at
right.
me. Yes, I prefer to use the both video and okay. audio portion of the program. You know, I like it that way because again, there are some obstacles doing this virtually. You know, you can't reach out and touch them. You can't do any physical testing with them where it requires you to touch them or, you know, press on their arm or anything like that. And also, too, I do like the video portion of it because then I can see them. I can see how they're reacting. I can watch their respiration, rate change. I can watch their muscle collapse in their shoulders and their neck. I can also see if they're going to fall out of the chair. it's kind of important for safety reasons. And so, yes, they it's best if we do it. However, I have also work with people in just the audio portion of it as well, too, if they're more comfortable with that.
So they sit in their chair and you will watch them actually go under and talk with them and bring them back and blah, 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 and all of it from your home. It really
exactly.
is. It's amazing.
You know, not just from my home, though, either. See, here I shot a Facebook Live video. A couple of weeks ago, my family and I were in Disneyland. And for those of you that have never gone to Disneyland, let me just tell you this. Grab your wallet, people. Grab your wallet and hold on to it tight because they will suck the money right out of it.
I've been to Disney World, and I'm familiar with the amount of money.
Disneyland is pretty much you have to, you know, either get a second mortgage on your house or offer up a kidney or something to go there. And I love Disneyland. I've been to Disneyland well over 35 times in my life. And so pretty much I think I own part of the park now with all the contributions I've made. So we're in Disneyland. We spent 4 days there, which means 4 days of meals too. So now it's I probably spent $1,200 to go to Disneyland for three of us for 4 days.
Wow.
Okay, so not bad and great, entertaining. I love Disney. I'm happy to pay that money. Somebody's got to pay for that though, okay? That somebody would be me. So if you think about it, I actually did a session there on my phone through Zoom with a client. And that session netted me several hundreds of dollars, which paid for part of that trip.
Yeah. You did it what, from the hotel room or where at?
No, I did it from inside Disneyland.
No, you were actually inside the park when you did it.
Yeah.
That is
Yeah, and again, here's what happens. The dynamics behind that is that you can go, well, why would you do that? It's just yourself with the client. It's not secure. You know, the client doesn't care. Yeah. This client did not care. They needed to see me. They wanted to see me. We had an appointment. I told them I was going to be out of town. They said, really important that I see you. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're on a ride. Just don't scream in my ear.
Yeah.
And so I just found a nice little private corner, and Zoom itself is secure. And now the other flip side of that is too, is I was waiting to get the comments from people on Facebook saying, well, you know, gosh, you're supposed to be with your family. You're having family time with them. This is true. Yeah. Very true. I take my family time very seriously. At the same time, I spent maybe 30 or 45 minutes with this client, and they were riding a ride that I did not want to ride anyways. And so they were waiting in line just about the right amount of time, and the ride the right amount of time. So when they were done, I was done. And by golly jeepers, my family doesn't mind if I work on vacation, if it helps pay for part of the vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
no, I find it amazing that this allowed you to actually do it while inside the park. I assumed you'd be sitting back in the hotel room doing it. That's amazing.
That would have taken more time, and so, yeah.
And you probably helped out. We talked last year about, I developed a fear of elevators. I don't even know why. I have no idea how. And so if I was, say I had a job interview inside, what's a tall building, the Empire State Building, or, building like that, and I had to get up in it for this life-changing thing. It's an emergency. Michael, I need you. You need to hypnotize me so I could get on the elevator or whatever. So from your client's perspective, it doesn't matter what it costs. What matters is that I can get through whatever thing this is that's going to affect me, that I can get through and make it through.
Right. And consider too the client's comfort in all of this as well. Is a lot of clients they don't want to go to a hypnosis office. They don't want the inconvenience of it. And I work with some high-profile clients too, people that don't want to be seen going into a hypnosis office for whatever reason, privacy or embarrassment or whatever.
Is it mainly
you could do it right in your own home. You could do it in your office. You could do wherever you want to do it. I've had clients lie on their bed while, we do hypnosis because they're most comfortable there. And again, clothe, everything appropriate. They can do it on a phone, on a tablet, on a laptop, on a desktop, as long as they can connect to the internet. I just need an internet connection. That's all you need.
Yeah. And if it's, I guess when it comes to like an anxiety issue or something, for some people, it could be, it could be extremely critical at this time. Mm-hmm. I need blah, blah, blah. And I want to feel better. And, that's, where you come in to
absolutely
help.
And then there's people that are afraid to leave their house, they have someone's anxiety or it's a driving fear or something like that. Let's just knock this out right in the comfort of their own home. And most people, they understand, this is technology. This is the way things are going. The most common question is not does hypnosis work over the internet with you there and me here and you seeing me and me seeing you, but it's more of a question of, seriously, we can do this in my own house? Mm. Absolutely. That's really what it is. It's like, I don't need to be there with you to make this work. No, we can do it like this.
Michael is teaching a class on the Sunday of Heartland Hypnosis Conference in the business room, in Business Track. He's talking about virtual offices on Sunday afternoon inside the Business Track. Now, I want to talk about your class you're going to have in the stage room as well at Heartland Hypnosis Conference. By the way, Heartland Hypnosis Conference is April 26th through 28th. I hope you've made your plans to attend. You're going to be also teaching a class inside the stage room or on in the stage
track. Yeah, before we do that, Ray, are we done talking about the clinical track?
We'll get back to I want to talk about your post conference.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I want to share some more insight on that. But let's talk about the stage track though. That's always fun.
You're opening the stage track this year, and part of the reason is every time you give a stage room presentation, people love it. You're entertaining, funny. But you're doing well. This is important. Your stage room is booking, rebooking, and booking again. It talks about something that there are a lot of good stage hypnotists, and their problem is they get done with the gig, and they don't secure another one immediately.
Right.
And you're right, actually dealing right. with this at, mm-hmm. at Heartland mm-hmm. this year.
Well, and let me just say this. You said I was opening the stage track. Actually, I'm not going to be.
That's right. I'm sorry. That was moved
William,
around.
William may have not told you this yet because I just reminded him when I saw him last week here. But I actually have a show the night before. I have a show on Thursday. I usually get to Heartland on Thursday the day before so I can kind of chill out a little bit and catch up with old friends and then be ready to go fresh on Friday morning. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get in until Friday about 1 o'clock. So I'm going to be a little later on the day on Friday because the night before Thursday I have a show for about between 1,800 and 2,000 kids.
Oh, wow.
And high school kids at a conference. So I'm actually not just talking the talk. I'm walking the walk here. And so I'll be in a little late the next day, but I'll be ready to talk about that. But, yeah, you're right. And this particular gig, by the way, it has been – it's the 10th year.
Oh, wow.
The 10th year I've done this show. Which ties back into what you were talking about. There's a reason why I've done it for 10 years and I'm already contracted out for the next 2 years. I'm in year four of a 6-year contract with them right now.
You got them to agree to a 6-year contract with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was really simple because, and I'll tell you how it worked. At the end of the show every year, I just say, so, you know, should I say the same day for you? And this was 4 years ago now. They go, well, yeah, here's the deal. We just signed a contract with the hotel for the next 6 years. So we're here for the next 6 years. So why don't you just block out the dates for us for the next 6 years?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And if I would not have asked, I would have never known that.
It's amazing how many people don't ask.
6-year contract, and not just that group, but check this out. 2 days before, I'm working with another. They call them CTSOs, Career Technical Student Organizations, and I'm working with another CTSO 2 days before, at the same hotel, in the same room, with the same stage, with the same stage crew. The only thing that differs is the group that's coming in on Tuesday and one that's coming in on Thursday. And they're both on a 6-year contract with the hotel. So I got two, count them, not one, but two 6-year contracts.
And every April, you know that there's two great, you know, gigs back to back, same hotel. So very little setup for you. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I walk in, and now the tech crew even knows me. I walk in 10 minutes before the – well, not really. I walk in about an hour before the show, 10 minutes before they open the – 15 minutes before they open the house doors, and I plug in, and they know exactly what I need. I really don't even need to talk to anybody. Chairs are up on the stage for me. I give them a thumb drive that has a slide, a static slide. They put on the big jumbo projectors behind me. I plug in my remote control device. They have a mic ready for me. 15 minutes later, they open the house doors and let, you know, anywhere between 1,800 and 2,000 students in the room.
So you've been doing stage hypnotist for how long now? Stage hypnotism.
This is my 16th year.
Ever get tired of it? Is it always fresh? Is it still fun?
It's always fresh. Pardon that little cough there. I've got a little allergies going on here. It is always fresh. It is always fun because this group, when I started, the first one that I'm doing, that show on the Tuesday night show, I had 300 people in the audience the first year I did it. And now they're up to – the first group is 1,600 to 1,800 wow. students. The second group is 1,800 to 2,000 students. And they were both around the 300 to 500 range in students. And so it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So because by the virtue of that, it changes the show every year. I rewrite the show every year. I'm doing a little mentalism to open the show this year, which I don't normally do. But they wanted something a little different. So I said I would give them something a little different. And 15 minutes of mentalism plus, you know, 75 minutes of hypnosis. It'll be a fabulous time. It's these shows are like rock star proportion. The sound system's amazing. The screaming and hollering when you walk on stage is just crazy. It almost knocks you over because of the frequency of the screaming. It's so loud.
That's
it gets
awesome.
In your eardrum and almost literally messes with your equilibrium. And so it never gets old.
Will this be a shiny jacket performance?
Let's see. this year. It's a black jacket with sort of a blue and silver sort of checkered pattern on there, a brocade silk liner inside the jacket with a like black silky shirt underneath, collarless, almost like a t-shirt sweater kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so to change up the costuming every year a little bit too. I think that's important to look fresh.
I hope people are listening to this, and really, especially you guys, you people who have recently gotten into stage hypnotism. In listening to Michael, you hear his excitement. He's been doing this for 16 plus years. Listen to his excitement. This literally is like he just learned it, and I'm hearing that in his voice. I think that's one of the things that makes you such a great stage performer is the fact that you're so excited. You're even just everything you're describing, you're excited about it. I find that.
Yeah.
I do. I find it great. It's amazing.
Yeah, I get excited about pretty clothes. I really do. I get excited about costume. I get excited about writing what I would call a new tour. So every year I write a new show,
which I
use for the entire season. So it's my tour, if you will.
Yeah. Well, you have to think of it that way.
I do that for a reason, too, because, you know, you can't just write a show, do it for one group, and hope for it to be the best it'll be, because it's not. It takes time to perfect it.
Mm-hmm.
I did the first show of the tour last weekend, Saturday night, at a fair, because I didn't finish writing it in time for January, so I did it March 2nd, I think it was. So that was the first show of this year's tour, and I'm tweaking it a little bit too. I didn't like it. The music's changed quite a bit. The music runs consistently through the show too. There's very little parts of the show that don't have music in it now. Even in the background while I'm talking, there's something playing. My induction music is constantly playing because it just gets into their head. It's something very exciting I'm working on. And I actually created the induction song myself electronically.
That's
so
fantastic.
If you don't keep your show fresh, if your show isn't fresh, it's your fault.
I have friends who are stand-up.
Get off your butt and make it fresh.
I have friends who are stand-up comics, and they write the whole show about the same, you know, about once or twice a year. And there's a lot to it. There is a lot to do that. And so I'm impressed with you're writing new jokes. You're writing new bits. You're writing, there are brand new parts of it to where these people who see you every year, they're getting a different show. I find that creative and fun.
Well, it keeps it fresh for me because yes, by the end of the tour, you know your timing is improved, you're nailing things, you're doing the show differently than you were at the beginning of the tour, and so it does change and it evolves even though you're doing the same show every night. So that even keeps it fresh. This year, I try to do a different opener every year. So how I open the show, I don't just walk out to an introduction. This year, I'm walking out doing a really cool magic trick. I think I did it at Heartland a couple times. It's a newspaper tear. I show a newspaper. I tear it up. I tear it up again. I tear it up again. And then I restore it in the blink of an eye, a snap of a finger right in front of them. Then I let them know that was an optical illusion. What they just saw was an optical illusion, but what they'll see on the stage will be very, very real. That's my opening line for this year's show. last year I did a rap. I did a rap song, which, people saw at Heartland Hypnosis, the show's about to start. So it's time to take your seat. The music is thumping and you're about to meet the hippest hypnotist that the world has ever seen. Get ready to make some noise for MCD. So I wrote a rap song. That was my opener. It's part opener, part pre-talk. And, so I try to keep it fresh, try to keep it exciting for my sanity as well as for the audiences as well, too.
Well, you got to make it fun. It's got to be fun for you or it's not going to be fun for them. But I just I want to stress to young, especially young stage hypnotists who are listening to this, to the excitement in your voice when you're describing these things, it's contagious. And I hope that there are people that are learning from this because it really – part of the reason that Michael has such success – is you do these things. It would be easy for you to do the same show year after year, time after time, blah, but then maybe you wouldn't be booking gigs 6 years out. Maybe you wouldn't be getting the money that
you get.
Bringing
it full circle, Ray. That's actually what does it, too, is I try to change. I mean, I do some staple routines in my show, like the voodoo sock monkey is always going to be in my show. That's always my closer right before the motivational piece because it is my signature closer. I'll always do some sort of band or musician's piece because that's how I get people, a eliminated at the beginning of the show who aren't in hypnosis. So there's some staples in the show that are always going to be in the show. Mm-hmm. But I try to change about 30, 40, maybe even 40 or 50% of the show every year. Here's an interesting dynamic, though. You do a lot of grad nights. Well, okay, who's at a grad night show? Well, seniors. They just graduated.
Yeah.
They're only at that show once in their life.
That's right.
Because they only graduate once in their life from high school.
Yeah.
So that means they're not there the year before or the year before or the year before.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So technically, I don't have to change the show.
You can do the same show.
Yes. It's a different audience. However, my friend, the parents that help put on these grad night celebrations, these say project graduations, these safe grad night things, they're usually typically get involved when their son or daughter is a freshman or a sophomore. So they're going to see 3 years of shows before they get to their son or daughter graduating. So for them, they like to see a little different show. Now, again, who cares what they think, right? Who cares what I think? Who cares what they think? It's what the students think. Yet, who is signing your paycheck?
That's right.
The parents are. So I do care what they think, and I do care what I think, and I do care what the students think. So it's easier to make everybody happy by doing just a little bit of work on the front end.
Well, I think that's one of the things that your people like your presentations at Heartland so much. You bring up things that we should all know, but for some reason we don't, and you reinforce them. And just listen, what you're saying today is just think. Think about these things. Think about things that maybe some other people aren't thinking about, and it puts you ahead of the game. I love hearing it. And by the way, stage hypnosis is the entertainment industry, and so many. I just think there are some people that don't think of it that way. You talk about you're on tour. You're comparing yourself to a rock band. You're on tour. I got to rewrite the show, make sure it's good. But that's how you have to think of yourself. If you think of yourself as just small time, trust me, you're only going to be small time.
It's a business. It's called show business for a reason. In my estimation, should be called the business of the show. Because there's more business involved than there's the show. The show is the payoff. The show is the payday for me. The show is the payoff for me after waking up at the crack of dawn and sometimes earlier, getting my butt to the airport. This Thursday, I leave at 5:40 a.m., which means I need to be at the airport like by 4 o'clock to go through all the rigmarole, standing in line, checking in, lugging suitcases, going through TSA, which those people, going through TSA, having them look through all my stuff every single time for the 90th frickin' time. And then, asking me, what's this? It's a microphone. It's the same microphone I've gone through here several times. And then sitting on a plane, uncomfortable seats designed by somebody with scoliosis and dealing with all the germs and the people talking next to you and coughing on you. And then fighting the lines to get to your rental car and then driving 2 hours in the middle of the dark or in the middle of the night or in some place you've never driven before, which is very stressful because sometimes there are no street signs, or if they are, they're so small you can't see them and you don't know where you're going, and then getting there and hoping they have the sound system for you and being all stressed out this whole time, and then finally when your music starts you can go, now I get to do what's really fun.
Yeah, and you get what you're really good at, what you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't know. I just find it refreshing. You're on the road. How many times a year? How many days a year are you on the road?
It's interesting because I don't calculate things that way anymore. I'm on the road, and sometimes I'm home. I'm gone literally less than 24 hours.
Oh wow.
I've got a gig coming up in April, first part of April. I fly out to South Dakota, and I leave my house, and I am back at my house the next day, 2 hours short of 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I have a hotel there, which I will get to use for showering and storing my suitcase. I may take a couple hour nap there, and then I'll check out at 2:30 in the morning I'll check out about 1 o'clock in the morning before I go to the school right across the street for a 2 o'clock show. And then when the show's over at 3:30, I drive right to the airport for a 5 a.m. flight out.
Well, and it leads to our last point, which is the fact that you're on the road. You also have a clinical practice. We talked about it. It's now a virtual practice to where you're helping people every day from your home. But if you're not home, you still have to help people. And now you can do it from your phone, your laptop, whatever you have set up while you're touring. You get to help them. And that's your post conference. I want to plug the post conference is Michael DeShalitz setting up a virtual office. It's happening April 29th. It's a 1-day post conference. You are going to learn how to set up a virtual practice from start to finish. I hope that anybody who has a practice, you are crazy if you don't take this class to learn how to, because this is the future, people. Please think of me as these people who told you that you didn't listen to in 1997 when they said, one day, it's all going to be internet. Trust me, it's all going to be internet. I want you to think back of how correct they were. Trust me when I say, one day, everyone is going to be using this virtual office, so you might as well learn it now.
You know, and I'm not even asking people to do this full time. Don't feel like you've got to close down your office if you don't want to. But there is that case if you're traveling, you know, for the stage hypnotists out there who do clinical, if you're traveling, you could see a client any place. You could see a client anywhere. And here's the best part about it is in this post-conference class, I am going to teach you everything.
Yeah.
On how to set this up with all the right programs so they all talk to each other. I missed one thing too. I forgot to mention too, that when somebody signs up for a consultation, they get redirected to another site, which is an online form for them to fill out. So I know why I'm seeing them and what they really want to focus on. And then when they do their session, all of my forms, all of my documents are all online as well too. It sends it automatically to them, so I don't have to do anything. Did you sign the consent form? Here, I need you to sign this piece of paper. I have no more pieces of paper. I don't have physical client folders anymore. It's all on my hard drive.
And it all pops up when you want it, during the session, prior to session, whatever. Everything
prior
pops
to session,
up the
yeah,
way you
I
can
don't
read
have
it.
To ask them. Because they can't go on if they don't fill it out.
Well, it looks like you took away that uncomfortable part of asking them for the money.
Yeah,
it sounds like that's
more,
been taken
more
care
time
of
I get
too.
To spend with them. Yeah. And the best part is this is you too can have a virtual practice with all of this software, all these programs that talk to each other for. And I'm going to give you a really high number here, so don't freak out when I tell you this. For about $75 a month. But I'm going to tell you right now, honestly, it's really less than that. The only reason I say 75 is because I'm considering that you probably get $50 for your internet at home. So I'm throwing that number in on there.
That
so
includes
you can
the internet.
Probably have a virtual practice at home for about, I don't know, 30 or 40 bucks a month, maybe.
Well, everybody has internet. I'd like to think everybody has internet at home.
If you calculated part of that cost into your practice,
I will.
So really less than $75 a month, probably less than $50 a month. You can do what I do virtually and not have to pay an office. So that's $300 a month. That's $3,600 a year. That's $36,000 in 10 years. What would you do with money?
I'll bring up William Mitchell, because William has an office. He has an office that he wants to use, but he is talking about your class, your post-conference, because he wants to see people who don't necessarily live in the area of where his office is. He has met people through his stage work who live in Texas, and they're like, boy, if I could come see you to help me lose weight or to quit smoking or whatever. And so his thing is, he goes, I want to take Michael DeShalitz post-conference so I can set up in my office, I can set up a virtual office so I can help people from Texas, from Kansas, from Georgia, you know, so he can help them as well. So it's not just from home. You could also do it from your existing office if that's where you want to do it from. It's going to widen your client base and not just, you know what I mean, and not just your practice from where you can do it from, but where people can get work, you know, for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, so it'll broaden your client base. It makes it, you know, more accessible for you, more accessible for the client. There's just so many benefits of doing it. And again, I'm not telling you to ditch your brick and mortar practice if you don't want to do that. But, you know, because you can have both. I did both for a while. I was transitioning to just going all virtual. So, but you don't have to ditch it all in the beginning. You can do that slowly over time. But once you do this, you're going to find it very difficult to wake up get all dressed up, all nice and pretty and everything. Not saying that I don't dress up for virtual stuff. I just have to dress from the waist up for virtual. Just don't stand up when you're on the camera. I'm just saying. And, you know, put on some clothes at least, but they don't have to be pretty clothes. And and you don't have to drive that mile to your office or 5 miles to your office or 15 or 20 miles to your office just to hope that the client shows up. They're going to show up because they paid me in advance now and they're going to be there.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, if you pay the money, you're not going to blow off something that you have already paid for.
Right, exactly. So, and speaking of which, I actually have a client coming on here in about 3 minutes.
Yes.
So we're going to have to cut this call right now.
Well, let me just say it's going to be one. Your pros conference price is $197. It's a great price. Sign up for it at heartlandhypnosisconference.com. Michael, you are always, you're just the best. I appreciate it. And you're always, I just want to point at me, you've always been so helpful and it's always great to talk to you. Michael DeShallet, everybody. See him at the Heartland Hypnosis Conference, April 26th through 28th. I almost put it in the wrong month. April 26th through 28th, and that post-conference, setting up a virtual office. You can do it right now. It's under $200. It's amazing. It's Michael DeShallet. As always, I thank you, my friend.
All right, and thank you so much for doing this, Ray. I look forward to seeing everybody there at Heartland Hypnosis Conference. Got to be a blast. Year five, I think it is. Year five now, Ray?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Wow. No, it's crazy.
And successful. And part of the reason is you. Your presentations are always fantastic.
We all have a good time.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Michael. It's Heartland Hypnosis Radio. I'm Ray Lytle. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to Michael DeShallet.